Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. John Astronomy here with Mark Strigel in the middle of Times Square, sitting at a little table.
Yeah, taking a little break from our jobs, meeting up. We just came off a long, long haul in producing and getting the Talking Metal Pirate Radio show up online. We're going to talk about that very soon, but first we want to kind of just take a moment to acknowledge a friend of ours who recently passed away. A lot of you guys probably know him or knew him, CC Banana. His real name was AJ, and he was just a great guy. He chose to end his life about a week and a half ago at this point. And both John and I, just very sad by this news. Obviously, he had a lot of problems going on in his personal life and just really couldn't deal with them anymore. So we really feel like we've lost a member of the Talking Metal family.
Yeah, I've known AJ since before I think he even called himself AJ. I knew him first as a guy named Tony, and I met him at a KISS convention. Actually, it was an Eric Carr convention back in around 1995 or so. And he was a great guy then. He was a great guy through the years. CC Banana character was amazing, and he had a bunch of other cool characters. And I think it's a real shame, tragedy, that this happened. And, you know, guys, no matter what kind of problems you got, nothing's that bad. And really, you know, I'm not going to go into detail on AJ's issues, but they definitely weren't that bad, in my opinion. And nothing's worth taking your own life. So I'm very upset about the whole situation. But, you know, I just want to choose to remember the CC Banana that we all came to love.
Absolutely. CC Banana, AJ, Maul Stanley, which was a combination of Paul Stanley and Darth Maul. He'd actually been on the podcast in that character, too. He was our first guest on episode 1. He came back on episode 100. And we're well in, 383 now? He's been on probably 10 times throughout the years. And it was even on our Talking Metal on Fuse TV show. So definitely greatly missed and just very sad. I went to the wake on Friday. It was very, very sad to say a final goodbye to our friend. This is CC Banana along with David Z from ZO2 and the song Split.
Clean, but I know what I like if you know what I mean. What'll people say? Oh, Mr. Can't you see? It don't mean split to me. Ow! Hot damn, a Lord above. What a lot of woman with a lot of love. Well, thin is in, but it's plain to see. It don't mean split to me. See, 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 see. Then she gets down on all fours. Let the neighbors talk, but can't you see? It don't mean split to me.
Yeah.
that was Mean Man by Wasp. Wasp is absolutely one of my favorite bands. Not only favorite metal bands, but favorite bands. I first saw Wasp open up for Kiss on the Animalize tour.
Excellent. I've always loved Blackie Lawless. That original Wasp lineup was really great with Chris Holmes, too, you know. And who else was in that original lineup?
Randy Piper.
Yes, Randy Piper, yeah. A lot of fun. Wasp, great band. I remember the first time I saw Wasp on TV, actually. It was in my friend's basement. And he had a Betamax that he'd taped a bunch of videos, and he played me. I could have sworn it was a video for I Want to Be Somebody, but it may have been Love Machine. I'm not sure. One of those two. Love Machine, maybe.
Wow, that's very cool. I actually bought a Beta, like a store-bought Beta. It was called Wasp Live at the Lyceum, and picture of Blackie Lawless with this meat, and I think it's called Lyceum, L-Y-C-E-U-M, I believe. And it was just really, really great. And I don't know if you know this, but Ace, who I was with over the weekend, was really, really good friends with Blackie Lawless, like, you know, as growing up, or maybe in the 20s. I'm not sure exactly what the time frame was, but till this day, he's still good friends with Blackie Lawless. But
interesting. I had heard that on many occasions. I didn't know that they were still friends, but very cool. And good to see you, John. John's been absent from the audio podcast for the last couple episodes, but he is here today, and he has definitely been on the new Talking Metal video show, which we posted on our YouTube page, youtube.com/talkingmetal. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. I think it's already approaching 12,000 views. It's only been up less than a week, well, about a week at this point. So I think that's pretty good, 12,000 viewers in a week.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. The new show is great. And guys, I just want to address, I'm sorry that I haven't been available for the last couple of podcasts. It's been insane as usual. Mark has an insane busy life. I have an insane busy life. It's just crazy. I was in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then I was in Nashville, Tennessee. Then I just got back from Orlando, Florida, doing a bunch of Ace stuff. Really funny thing happened. I'll tell you really quick. Ace was doing a Q&A in Orlando, and I was sitting on stage with him. And somebody asked the question, what was the craziest thing you ever did? And he just didn't hear what they said, so he leaned over to me and said, what was that question? And then I whispered in his ear. And so everybody thought that, they go, what is that, your lawyer? You know how sometimes you see, like, somebody gets a hard question and then they don't know what to say, so they whisper over and somebody's here. And then we said no, and they said, no, that's not my lawyer. And I don't know if he said it, but somebody said, no, that's his assistant. So it was really funny, but that was kind of a fun thing. It was really fun doing that Q&A. And Ace did a couple of radio interviews down there. We're going to post them on, or at least one of them on acefrehley.com. Hopefully both are available because they were really good. And I suggest you guys all check that out. But speaking of Ace and speaking of the new Talking Metal Pirate Radio 2012 episode, this is so cool. I'm really, really psyched about it. Mark did an amazing job producing it. And it is just really great. There are two jams, which is sort of what I would consider our specialty, and a bunch of cool interview excerpts, some new stuff, some stuff that you may have seen clips from in the past. And when you search this on YouTube, guys, make sure you say Talking Metal Pirate Radio 2012, because there's some other clips from Pirate Radio.
Yes, good point. Or you just go to, you know, our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/talkingmetal, and it should be the most recent video posted. Believe it or not, guys, we've already shot a second Talking Metal Pirate Radio episode in full, which will feature more jams, more interviews, and I'm digging it. I'm having a fun time with this, so let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Talking Metal Pirate Radio on YouTube. How about a little Black Label Society? I'm glad to see Zach's doing some dates with Ozzy. Must be quite awesome for you guys over in Europe to see Ozzy on stage with the one and only Zakk Wylde again. I hope this Ozzy and Friends tour ends up coming to the States. But in the meantime, here's a little Zakk Wylde with Blood is Thicker Than Water. No quarter for any
forced to die. They tried to rape me, but I refused to cry. Here comes the rain, another day, another storm.
Black Label Society featuring the one and only Zach Wilde with Blood is Thicker Than Water, a tune that we once did a cover of with Zach, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, we jammed that song with Zach back a number of years ago, which was fun. And I know we've played that version on the podcast. Maybe in the future we'll dig that up and play it again. And that should wrap it up for today. If you'd like to make a donation to the Talking Metal cause, go to talkingmetal.com. There's a PayPal button there. You can help us out. You can buy a t-shirt. Been a lot of people supporting us in many different ways, so thanks for all your support. You saw the picture of the guy on the roller coaster with the Talking Metal shirt?
Absolutely. That was so cool. Was that one of those photos that you, like, pay for, and when they shoot your picture, you get it at the end?
It looked like it, right? Yeah, I bet you it was. I bet you it was.
It's so cool that Talking Metal made an appearance, and thank you so much, bud, for wearing the shirt. You are one of our good friends. And
I think his name is Paul from Portland.
Paul from Portland. Excellent. Yeah, I thought that was a great shot. I don't know where I was, but you had texted that photo to me, and I was showing everybody, and I thought it was very cool. What else? You know, before we take off, we're sitting in the middle of Times Square. We'll give you a little New York vibe. And I didn't think this seating arrangement thing was going to take off, but now there's like a big, like a little empanada stand next to us, and they painted the floor blue, and I guess it's going to stick. I don't know.
Yeah, what John's talking about is a number of years ago, they actually closed down some of the roads that cars used to drive down in Times Square and made them like seating areas. And John's right. I didn't think it was going to stick either. I thought it would, you know, last a year or something, and then they'd be back to having taxis drive down them. But it has, and it's nice, I guess. You know, at least helps us out today with Talking Metal. We got a nice little table here sitting down right outside of Toys R Us. Is that Toys R Us?
Yep.
Yeah, Toys R Us. Right across from the ABC studios there where they do whatever. It's Good Morning America, right outside of MTV VH1 where John is working today at Nickelodeon. And I got to head back down to my job down about 10 blocks south of here down at IFC. Good seeing you, John.
Great seeing you, Mark. It was really cool. I think we will absolutely return to doing a bunch of cool audio podcasts as well. Thanks for doing all the hard work that you do. And thanks to you guys for listening, which is why we do this, because it's really fun. And we actually really do feel like we're talking to you guys, kind of like hanging out, and you guys are like the third group of people at the table.
That's right, definitely. This is a little Lay Down, not Lay It Down by Rat, but a song called Lay Down by a band called Priestess.